Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord.
The owner of my soul, the bush that
abundant and never consumed. What shall I render to you, O Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. Sing it one more time. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the holder of my soul. That pushed the buttons and never consume. What shall I render to you, Lord? Bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. Oh yeah, Eyini Baba. Toto Baba, Eyini Baba. Toto Baba, oh yeah, Eyini Baba. Toto Baba, Eyini Baba. Toto Baba, oh yeah, Eyini Baba. Toto Baba, Eyini Baba. Toto Baba, oh yeah, Eyini Baba. Toto Baba. Eyini Baba, Toju Babalo. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. It's worthy of our praise. Let's thank you for another Tuesday, the last Tuesday in the month of May. For Alpha God has been with you. Father, we bless you, we honor you, we give you all the glory. Let's appreciate the Almighty God for his grace that is more than sufficient. Father, we thank you for your love, for your mighty hand, Lord. Thank you for being there for us at all times. Father, we appreciate you. Oh, we worship you. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Over your life, say thank you very much. Father, many of your mates are in the grave. Father, we thank you very much for your grace over our life, that we are still alive. Despite the fact that we are still single, we say thank you very much, for the condition is not permanent. We know from God surely there is expectation of the righteous. Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. My brother, my sister, open your heart and spirit to bless the name of the Lord. Just say something good about your God. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the ocean divider, the destiny rewriter. Let's begin to worship him. Let's begin to bless him. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the lily of valley, the bright and morning star, the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, we thank you, Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, we worship your majesty. We give you all the glory. We adore you, Lord. We lift you, your majesty. Who is like unto thee, oh my God? Among the God who is like unto thee, you are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. Get up to glory, my God. You are doing wonders at will. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we adore you. We lift you up high. We are exalted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Any sin I've ever committed in my life that I want to stand again, my prayer tonight. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray, 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 pray. In the name that is above every name, Father, be merciful. Father, be merciful. Father, be merciful. Open your heart and pray, pray, pray. Father, show your mercy unto me in the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy. Have mercy upon my mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon my family in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon my destiny. In any way I've disappointed you, Father, be merciful to me in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Say, O Lord, my Father, I repent and ask for your forgiveness for the sins that my parents and myself have done in the past. Father, forgive us, O Lord. Father, we repent for those sins that my parents, myself, my ancestors, every sin they have committed in the past, O Lord, that have the legal right against my life. Father, against my marriage. Father, forgive me, O Lord. Father, forgive me, O Lord. Father, Father, I forgive all that. I ask for forgiveness today for my the sins of my ancestors, the one for my parents, the one for myself, that gave the legal right to the enemy to fight protecting my marriage. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, be merciful. Oh Lord, be merciful. Father, be merciful. Show me your mercy, Lord. Any sin, oh Lord, that I've committed, by with my body, with my tongue, with my part of my body, please forgive me, Lord. So if I want to stand against me, that has a legal right to fight my marriage, Father, forgive me tonight. Father, forgive me tonight. Oh Lord, shalom, in the name of Jesus, Father, forgive me tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh God, my Father, if there's anything I've committed, or I am committing right now, that hinders my marital breakthrough, have mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Please be merciful to me, O Lord. Tell God to be merciful. Father, show me your mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Any sin I've committed, even in the past, or the one I'm committing right now, that might hinder my marital breakthrough, Father, tonight, O Lord, please forgive me, O Lord. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me. It is by the mercy of God that we are not consumed. Open your mouth and pray. Father Lord, any sin that has a legal right against me tonight, please be merciful. Oh Lord, show your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. I am not qualified to stand before you, Lord. Father, show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, show me your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. Any sin I've ever committed in my life, that whether I secretly, whether I publicly, Father, please be merciful. Oh Lord, show me your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, show me your mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, aha, pray. In the name of Jesus, have your mercy. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire in the name of Jesus. Father, let the heaven open my prayer. Open to my fire. Let the heaven open my prayer. You cannot play under a closed heaven. Father, let the heaven open my prayer. Open up. In the name of Jesus. Open up my fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Open up my fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Open. In the name of Jesus. Aha, pray. Open up my fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the heaven over my prayer, open tonight my fire, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I don't want to pray on that closed heaven tonight. In the name of Jesus, let my heaven open. Let my heaven open. In Jesus' name, our heaven has opened. Say, I take authority over every principalities and powers in this environment against my prayer. I take authority over you tonight. Every power in this environment that ought to stand against my prayer, I take authority against you in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father Lord, I take total authority against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we come against you. We come against you. In the name of Jesus, we come against you tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray some prayer tonight, my brother or my sister. I beg you in the name of Jesus. What is the major cause? The Bible says it is not good for a man to be alone. I keep saying it. The anchor of this prayer line for the singles is on that scripture, Genesis 2 verse 18. He said, it is not good. When something is not good, the simple language is, it is bad. God is not happy as you are single. God is not happy. He has prepared somebody somewhere for you. But let me tell you one thing. The Bible says a great and effectual door is open unto you. But there are many adversaries. Adversaries can come in every form. It might be as a result of our sin or our past relationships. This thing will hinder the glory of God from manifesting. But tonight I pray, in the name that is above every other name, if you can pray the prayer we're about to pray tonight, there are some things that God will address. Don't say you have prayed that prayer before. Please pray with anger in your bone. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, any problem in my life that is causing my marital delay, scatter! Open your mouth and pray. Every problem in my life, cutting my mind that delay. Oh, yeah, scatter down. In the name of Jesus. Pray. If you cannot address this thing, you need to pray that prayer first. Open your mouth and pray. Whatever is in my life, causing marital delay. Oh, yeah, scatter down. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter, scatter, scatter. Open your heart and prepare everything in my life. Causing marital delay. Oh, yeah, scatter. Oh, yeah, scatter. Oh, yeah, scatter. Help yourself to that. Scatter my fire. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter my fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your heart and prepare. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Number two prayer point. You are going to pray like this. Say, every arrow of constant disappointment fired into my life. Hey, beloved, if that arrow is in your body, you will find out that a man or a woman will start well in a relationship. But at the point of you saying, I want to go into altar for marriage, they will just say, you know what, I've had enough. It's called the arrow of constant disappointment. Beloved, you cannot fight this for battle physically. The spiritual controls the physical. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, every arrow of constant disappointment fired into my life. By fire! Open your mouth and pray. Let the arrow go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. Open, pray. The arrow of God. Arrow of constant disappointment in your life. Oh yeah, by fire. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. You cannot, nobody can help you. You have to help yourself. Open your mouth and pray. Every arrow of constant disappointment in your life. Oh yeah, command them to by fire. In the name of Jesus, they must be fire. Open your heart and pray. Why are you getting disappointed? It's because of constant arrow upon your life. Command the arrow to go back to center now. In the name of Jesus, the arrow must go back. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray this prayer point. We prayed it last week. We are going to repeat that same prayer point again. Shout this one loud and clear. Beloved, there are some things that in our life that the only thing they attract is wrong people. Wrong people. Why? People that will deceive us, and at the end of the day, they will dump the person. There's something that you need to push that thing out of your life that is attracting wrong people to you. The right ones are there. He said, for a man, he said, a man shall leave his father and cleave to his wife. There is somebody that is looking for you to cleave to you to become one flesh. But the power that are pushing the wrong people to you, they will deceive, they will present themselves as an angel of light. Today, in the name of Jesus, every wrong and a relationship that you are engaged into, in the name that is above your name, I disconnect you from them now. In the name of Jesus, it is better to remain single than to marry the wrong person. Beloved, if you marry a wrong person, that will be an eternal pain. It will be an everlasting pain. But if you marry the right person, despite whether you have waited for a long time, I pray for you, you will enjoy. Even the marriage, you will not enjoy it. Many people today, they are enduring their marriages, they are not enjoying it. But to you tonight, I have a word for somebody. In the name of Jesus, you will not enjoy your marriage, you will enjoy your marriage. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray that prayer. Say, every arrow in my life attracting wrong people to me, go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Go back. Aha! Now you know what we need to pray. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Every arrow of wrong man to attracting wrong people to you. Oh yeah, go back to sender tonight. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. Help yourself in that prayer. Nobody can pray that prayer for you. You need to pray for yourself. The thing that is attracting wrong people to you, get out of your life. Get out of my life. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Another one that we addressed last week was the arrow that of no proposal. That one is bad. Beautiful, everything is fine, good job, nice degree, but yet nobody will say, I want to marry you. No proposal at all. It is wrong. Even people who have big tribal mark in the village, they see have people that propose to them. Not to talk of you that are in the Western world. And things are beautiful. You are living fine. Everything is fine. You are a graduate. Working in a brilliant place. But yet, no man will say, I want to marry you. Something is wrong somewhere. You are going to pray that arrow. You are going to shake your body as you pray that arrow. And that. Say, every arrow of no proposal. In my life, go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back. Aha. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Go back. Pray yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen in your life. Open your heart and pray. Every arrow of no proposal. Oh, yeah, go back to sender. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. Now we are getting to another level now. You are getting to another level now. I want you to cry this one with bones, with anger in your bones. Let everything inside of you know that you are praying. Say, any power that has sworn with their life that I will never get married, you are a liar. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Mommy, pray that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Pray. In the name of Jesus. The power that say you will never get money. They say over their dead body. Will you get money? You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, aha! Pray. Help yourself, help yourself. Help yourself in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. I pray for somebody here that any curse that was spoken into your life, saying you will never settle down in marriage. You tried it before, it failed. They said you will never settle down in marriage. By the power in the blood of Jesus. If your amen is loud, I break the curse tonight. I break the curse tonight. In the name of Jesus. Aha. I pray for a sister here. Aha. This anti-marriage label that was set over your life by that satanic power, today by the power in the blood of Jesus, I erase that labor from your life. In the name of Jesus, I erase that labor from your life. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray this over yourself. Say, every mark of hatred, every mark of rejection that is pushing my divine partner away from me. Say, every mark of hatred, every mark of rejection pushing your divine partner away. Beloved, you need to pray that prayer seriously. I heard the story of a sister. This sister, when she pray, sote, and the man appears, the moment they were still going out as friends, going to restaurant, going to be with each other as friends, and the man now made up his mind that, okay, you know what? I think from what I've gone through for 6 months now with this lady, I need to propose to her. The moment he made up his mind, not once, not twice, not three times, that they want to go and propose to that lady. This is a spiritual thing. That's why the only way I can help you or God can help you is through this prayer. Immediately that happened like this, you will see some demonic pimples. They will shoot out from that woman's face. Demonic pimples all over her face like this.
And the man will say, hey man, what is this? What's all this? Oh, I don't, you see, I used to be interested, but no, I'm not interested anymore. Why? This is a mark of hatred and mark of rejection. I don't know the one that is affecting you, but please pray this prayer loud and clear. Your divine ordained spouse is somewhere. You need to pray yourself to that person. Say, every mark of hatred, every mark of rejection that will draw you away from your divine ordained spouse, be erased by fire. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Mark of hatred, mark of rejection. Open your mouth and pray. Be erased tonight. 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 Aha! Pray. Be erased tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! That is it. Help yourself in that prayer. Don't joke with tonight's prayer. Something must happen in your life. Every mark of rejection, it must be restored. It must be restored in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now, another level down. Say, every blood covenant. Beloved, let me say this clearly. That's one of the things that we can say anything in when it comes to deliverance for the single, you can say anything. The moment you have sex with any man or any woman in the physical, you have signed a contract with that person. A covenant has been established. Whether you believe me or not, it doesn't matter. A covenant. Once blood has mixed with blood like this, a covenant has been established. Now imagine, you told us a story one day before. A lady came, a guy came to go and see Gio, Dr. Dickie Olukoya. And lo and behold, when the man got there, he said, Gio, I don't know. Each time I have a good job, I have everything, but marriage is just my problem. No matter how I will start with the lady, but and then they will just run away. Ah. Then Gio now told the man, he said, Oga, go and pray some prayers. One prayer point, just one prayer point. The prayer point is that you say you are going to go into your room, maybe by 12 midnight up to about 3 a.m. You will pray, you will go and list out the list of those who you have slept with. If you can remember them, write them down. Bunuatife, Shahinikon, this name, write all their names down. Then you now begin one by one. You mention the name. Yeah, I disconnect myself from you. But what if I disconnect myself from you? This, you mention every, if there are 10 of them, mention the 10 that you remember. If there are 60, good luck to you. Go ahead, mention it. Why? Because he has established covenants in each of the times that he has slept with those people. But luckily, in the list that he made, he was about to call one name. And he could not call the name. He tried, he could not call the name. He will not be able to call the name. He now ran to Dr. Lugoya. Jehovah said, that person, you have established a lifetime covenant with the person. And he has determined not to let you go. If not for deliverance, if not for prayer, the brother will never have married. Many of us, we have established so many covenants. And we don't know, we just catch it form. But we have established covenants. You need to disconnect yourself. That is the only help that God can do through me tonight. Just disconnect yourself. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Say, every blood covenant that I have entered into through sex, I break you tonight in the name of Jesus. Break it tonight. Break it. Don't say it doesn't concern you. Oh yeah, break it tonight. Break the covenant now. In the name of Jesus, help you what I pray. Every covenant that you have entered into in the physical, or you break it tonight, or you break it tonight, or you break it tonight, or you break it tonight. My sister, help yourself. My brother, don't joke with this prayer. Break it tonight. You are supposed to have moved forward, but the covenant is dragging you backward. All who are break that to them by the power and the blood of Jesus. Oh, you break it. 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 In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Now that is in the physical. And some people, even in the dream, this one is even rampant. You just find out that you slept normally. You have prayed, you've done everything, but there's a spiritual husband that say, you know what, there's nothing you can do. They will come and molest the person in the dream, and you wake up like this, you find yourself wet. It's as a result of spirit husband and spirit wife. Beloved, these things, they are very, very real. I always tell people, it's only those who are passing through it that can explain what they're passing through. But let me tell you one thing, there is power in the blood of Jesus. If you can pray this next prayer point, I beg you in the name of Jesus, every covenant you have established in the dream that is affecting you from moving forward in marriage, today that covenant is being broken in the name of Jesus. Say every blood covenant. I have entered into through sex in the dream. Break and loose. Break and loose me. Break and loose me. In the name of Jesus. Break and loose me. In the name of Jesus. Break and loose. Break and loose. Break and loose. Break and loose. Break and loose me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your water, pray. Don't say it doesn't concern you. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your water, pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Break, 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 break. In the mighty name of Jesus. Break and loose. Break and loose me. Break and release me. In the name of Jesus. Break and release me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha! Masatana baba baba baba. Zetotele borosote baba. Hope you want to pray. Break and loose me now. In the name of Jesus. Break and loose me. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praised. Beloved, when people come for deliverance, we hear all sort of true stories. You hear some stories like, you see, is this normal? You see, I've met somebody before in my life to the glory of God. This person sitting down in the physical, she will be feeling that somebody is sleeping with her. This is a spiritual thing. Let me tell you, how will such person find a husband to marry her if not for God that has stepped in? You are going to pray. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Beloved, the spiritual controls the physical. Shout with this one with every with power in your bone. Say you the power. Claim me to be my spouse in the spirit realm. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Da, 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 da. Aha. Pray. Anyone, any spirit, any being, claim me to be my spouse in the spirit. Oh yeah, da, da, leave me alone, 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 da. I let you die. I let you die. Hope you are die. In the name of Jesus, command them to die now. In the name of Jesus, command them to die now. Help yourself in the prayer. Command them to die. In the name of Jesus, open your water, pray. Every power claiming to be your spouse in the dream, I command you to die. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Zekelebo bobo, zikalebro soto makera baba. Open your water, pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. Yes, Lord. You are going to pray this next prayer. If you are scared, you can keep quiet. But I know that some people on the night tonight, they are not scared to pray this prayer. Say, warrior angels of the living God, arise and remove anyone that must move out of my life for my marital testimony to manifest. Masataya Baba, that's the prayer point. Say, warrior angel of the living God, arise and remove anyone that must leave my life for my marital testimony to manifest. In the name of Jesus, pray. Open your mouth and pray. Anyone that need to get out of my life for my marital testimony to manifest. Oh Lord, remove them. Father, 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 remove them. Remove them. Remove them. Father, remove them. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Masatana. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. Beloved, before Samuel met David, David was working with the sheep in the backyard. But one day, there was a divine meeting. David did not plan for anything at all. There was a divine meeting between Samuel and David. A divine meeting. When Samuel got to Jesse's house in 1 Samuel chapter 16, he called the firstborn. They wanted to anoint him king. God, go to that house. God did not tell him the name of the person. He said, go to that house. Anoint me a king in that house. When he got there, he looked at the physical condition. He looked at the first one. He said, no, I reject him. He looked at the second one. He looked at the seven children. They were all rejected by the Lord. And Samuel said, is there nobody left in this house? I said, I'm sorry. There is one in the bush. I am praying for somebody here tonight. In the name that is above every other name. In this year 2020, between you and your divine spouse, there will be a divine meeting. In the name of Jesus, the person that will make your life better, the person that will make you through the story good, the person that will support to achieve your vision in life, that person will locate you in the name of Jesus. Say this one out of here. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in this year 2020, organize a meeting between me and my divine spouse. In the name of, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, tell God to organize a meeting. Father Lord, organize a meeting. It might be in the train. It might be in the tube. It might be on the phone. It might be on the internet. Let there be a meeting, Lord. Let there be a meeting. Father, organize a meeting. I don't want to dangle it up my problem. Let there be a meeting. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, let there be a meeting. Hold on, let there be a meeting. Father, let there be a divine meeting. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. Let there be a meeting. Let there be a meeting tonight. Hope you want to prepare. Let there be a meeting between me, O Lord, and my divine partner. Father, let there be a meeting. In the name of Jesus. Father, let there be a meeting. Let there be a meeting. Help yourself in that prayer. Anywhere you are, appear by fire. There must be a meeting between me and you. In the open water prayer, decree today. Speak to the air. Speak to God tonight. There must be a meeting. It must be in the train. There must be a meeting. It must be on the street. There must be a meeting. It's somewhere, somewhere. He said, it is not good for a man to be alone. I have provided. He said, he said, I will provide. I have provided maybe an helpmate. Where is your helpmate? It's somewhere, somewhere. Father, let there be a divine meeting. In the name of Jesus, let there be a divine meeting. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this next one. Until the wall of Jericho fell, the children of Israel could not make progress in life. Until that wall collapsed. So, the next prayer point is that, Father, demolish the wall of Jericho between me and my divine partner. I didn't say partner. Partner could be anybody. I'm using the word divine. I mean the one heaven has ordained. Many of us, our parents had a fantastic wedding. You never see them quarrel or argue in the house. Why? It's as a result that those two of them, though there were issues to deal with, but they are divinely arranged, that issue shall always be covered. I'm sure every mother, their desire is that, Oluwa, my children must not marry their own enemy. It is dangerous to marry your enemy. It is dangerous. It is deadly to marry that person that loves you with their lips and not their heart. I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, everyone that is attached to you, but they are there to add problem to your problems, today God will separate you from them in the name of Jesus. God will separate you from them in the name of Jesus. The Lord will separate you from them in the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, my Father, demolish every one of Jericho standing between me and my divine partner. In the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. Father, demolish them tonight. Open your mouth and pray. There is nothing God cannot do. You think it's too late. It's not too late for you at all. God can do it. Tell God tonight. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Tell God tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, make a boss of Tony Gabo. Mazuta la ba 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 ba. Ze pe 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 pe. In the name of Jesus, aha, pe 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 pe. In the name of Jesus, aha, pe 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 pe. Yes, pray for yourself, pray for yourself, pray for yourself, pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Aha, in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. You are beloved. Let me say this clearly. When you are close to locating the person, one sign you need to look for is the spirit of discouragement. When you are close to locating the person, the sign you must look out for is what? The spirit of the... How do I know that? Imagine yourself climbing a mountain. The most difficult aspect of mountain climbing is when you almost get to the peak. Remember, once you get to the peak, going down the other side is very easy. Some people have turned back and get to the peak. Beloved, I'm begging you in the name of Jesus, you need to pray this next prayer point loud and clear. There is a curse of seeing your own partner, divine partner, and still turning back. Some people, they put their heart and say, I love you with everything I have. But inside of them, there is wickedness. Ah, today, in the name of Jesus, any wicked personality attached to anyone on the line tonight, that want to hurt problem to your injury, in the name that is above every other name, God will separate you from them in the name of Jesus. Say, every curse of seeing my divine partner and running away from me or her, you dark curse, break by fire. Pray, 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 pray. Many of us have seen the divine partner and you are turning away from the person. Come on, the curse will break. Break, 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 break. Aha! Break tonight. In the name of Jesus. Break tonight. Aha! Pray, 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 pray. You that curse must be broken. You that curse must be broken. In the name of Jesus. You that curse must be broken. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in tonight's prayer. In the name of Jesus, the curse must be broken. It must be broken. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray like this. Many of us, the battle that we face is from our foundation. Psalm 11 verse 3, it said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The good news is that the righteous can pray. Foundation is a terrible thing. Some people have donated their daughters. They've donated their wife, their sons. They've donated their marriage. They say, don't bother about their degree. Your degree is okay. They can get a degree. Don't bother about their beauty. Beauty is all right. But that marriage, make sure nobody cross that barrier in that marriage. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, every ancestral curse that is affecting you from crossing that level of single to married, today, in the name of Jesus, that curse is broken in the name of Jesus. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. In the name of Jesus. You have to turn into prayer. Say, any battle from my foundation raging against the manifestation of my marriage, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Open your water, pray, 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 pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be destroyed, 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 be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Aha! In Jesus' name, the foundational battle has been destroyed. This next prayer is to pray for somebody here. The power that is fighting you is yourself. It's self-battle. It's raging against your marriage. When I say self-battle, what do I mean? I mean that, you know what, you have created an unusual standard for yourself. Patience is not in your dictionary. Lord, I want this part. I want this part. That's what you're praying about. But there are some internal things. That's why I encourage everybody on this line to please sign up for the group WhatsApp that I created on Telegram. Please, I beg you in the name of Jesus. There are so many videos that we upload almost every day or every 2 days that can benefit and point you to the good news. I'll talk about that one later. You must go onto that website, you know, onto that group on Telegram, and begin to watch those videos that will pilot you. There are so many prayers to pray on that thing. And I pray that God will answer you in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. You know yourself, you can't cope because of what you have gone through in the past, because of the pain you have gone through in the past. You cannot afford to give any man a chance. You cannot give any woman a chance. Anything just shut like that, beloved, is a battle of self. Say every self battle raging against my marriage. Scatter! Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Look at yourself. What is it inside of you that is fighting your marriage? Open your mouth. What is man looking for? And you got it, but you are pushing men away. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Every self battle, battle caused by yourself, raging against your marriage. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. yes. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Some of us are enjoying our certificate that we've so gone to study at the university. Why? Because that door of career has been opened. Some of us, now after the career like this, just say, what is going on here? What is going on? You don't know. That's what they call door of marriage. When that door is shut, men will be carrying you and dumping you. They will be carrying you and they will be enjoying your pain. And you'll be so ardent. That's why some women say, you know what? It is even better to be single than to be under the roof of any man. You are going to pray. Say every door of marriage that have been closed against me. Oh, before I finish this prayer tonight, open by fire. Open. Open the door tonight. Open the door. In the name of Jesus. Open. Help yourself tonight. Hey, my sister, don't joke with me. The only way I can help you is to me. Pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself. Masutana, ba. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself. Oh, the door must be open. The door must be open tonight. The door must be open. In the name of Jesus. Father, open the door. Father, open the door. Let people congratulate me too. In the name of Jesus. Father, open the door. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Last week, I told everyone, that's why I encourage you, please sign up, go and download Telegram in your phone and contact me to add you to that group. There are so many messages that we can't do within 1 hour. There are lots of information that will benefit your life. I beg you, go and sign up onto Telegram in your phone and I will add you to that group so that you can see our past videos. You can see everything that will benefit your life, that will guide you in who should I marry? What steps should I take? All these things, they are all there. If you can do it, it's up to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, the next prayer point. you are moving from every one of you tonight. From single, you are moving to marriage very soon. I have that conviction in the Lord. I know that, it doesn't matter what the enemy has planned. It doesn't matter how your past look like. You are moving from being a single into, because the Bible says it is no good for a man to be alone. I have provided him of a helpmate. You are going to pray this next prayer point loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, arise tonight. Change my marital situation. In the name name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father Lord, help me tonight. I cannot continue like this. I need a change. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to change your marital situation. Father, change it, O Lord. Father, change it, O Lord. Look at what's happening. Tell God to change it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say powers appearing in my dreams to hinder my marriage by fire. You are a liar. Die. Every power appearing in my dream to say no to my marriage. You are a liar. Die. Help yourself tonight. Don't joke with this prayer. You must be settled. Your life must be settled. In the name of Jesus. You must be settled. In the name of Jesus. You must be settled. No more delay. You must be settled. That person that will make your life better must locate you by fire. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Another prayer that we are going to pray is to pray against the spirit of mistake. Men of today, women of today, have their preconceived standard. And instead of, they will not be watching you. Let's see how you know. And one small mistake like this, they will, and the sad thing is that some men will not even talk about this is what you have done wrong for you to correct. No. They will just, you know what, I've had enough, and that's it. We want to pray against that. Say every spirit of mistake attached to my marital life. Hey, get out of me now in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out of me now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Get out. Get out of me now in the name of Jesus. Get out from me now. Every spirit of mistake, get out. Aha! That is it, oh Lord. Pray. Get out now. Open your mouth and pray. Get out now. Get out now. The spirit of mistake in your life. They must get out. Look at what's happening. Pray. Pray that mistake out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Get that mistake out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Pray that mistake. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, the Bible says, Psalm 103:13, it said there is a set time for everything. Yea, the set time to favor you has come. Tonight is your first set time. There is a date that heaven has written that this is your wedding day too. There is a date that heaven has concluded that, oh, this brother will be married to this sister this particular day too. Imagine you have not even met the person at all, but the date has been set by heaven. Heaven has, he said, to everything there is a time and there is a season. God has made a set date, but beloved, there are some powers that postpone the date. Some of us are supposed to have married at 24, or they postpone it to 30. At 30, you imagine 6 years of wasted years. At 32, you are still struggling and say, okay, because you are praying out loud to 32. And now you are almost 40 years, nothing is happening. There is some power that postpones your wedding day. I want to lose your temper to pray in this prayer. Say powers! Postponing my wedding date to further notice. Hey, you are a liar! Da! Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Yes. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Da. In the name of Aha. Pray. Help yourself tonight. My brother, my sister. Enough is just enough. Pray. Help yourself. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Every power that is postponing your wedding date. In the name of Jesus. They must be wasted. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Any power postponing your wedding date. Enough is just enough. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, aha, yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus, aha, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, that is it. Every power postponing your day of celebration, they must be wasted. 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 In Jesus. Mighty them, we are prayed. We are going to pray this prayer one more time. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Arise in your power. Connect me to my divine partner in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Father, connect me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, connect me to my divine partner in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, connect me to my divine partner in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, connect me. Father, connect me. Father, connect me. Father, connect me, O Lord. By your mercy, O Lord, I don't want to make mistake anymore. Father, connect me, O Lord. That person that will make my joy full. Father, connect me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, connect me, Lord. Tell God to connect you. By your mercy, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, connect me. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Help yourself, O Lord. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Pray for yourself. Help yourself tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say any power anywhere that says my present condition shall be my permanent. Say any power anywhere that says my present condition shall be my permanent. You are a liar! Die! Aha! Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus, pray for yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus. Master Salaman of God. In Jesus' name, we pray. I ask a word for everyone tonight. And I want you to be very, very careful and listen to me as I mention the word. Beloved, before I go to the word prophecy, remember, the condition of Joseph in the prison was not a permanent condition. One day in Genesis 41, the Bible recorded that when Joseph was in prison, he thought it was his father's condition when he was in prison. Genesis 41. But one day that God opened the book of remembrance, that the king could not sleep. This man, who was ordinarily a prisoner, he rose up to be a prime minister from the prison to the palace. Beloved, it's not, because that shows that his condition is not permanent. So also, your own condition to that you think you are at the moment is not the final. I say it's not the final. Say my condition is not the final. Say my condition is not the final. In the name of Jesus, I have some prophetic declaration to everyone in tonight. I don't want to waste more time. Please, I repeat again. If you please desire to really have his marital change, you need to please log on to go and download that Telegram in your phone. And if you go here, I will add you to that group and go and listen to the messages. The Bible says faith come by hearing and by hearing the word of God. So if you hear more of it, then your faith will be boosted up. Praise the name of the Lord. Prophecy number one. I decree to somebody's life here, in the name that is above every other name, with a threefold amen. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Israel, will change your condition today. In the name of Jesus. Idol number two. I don't know the adjective that people have been using to qualify you, to describe you. Oh, that single sister, that single brother. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, in the spirit realm, I change that description on your behalf in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. You won't die in this condition in the name of Jesus. Beloved, you need to pray that. I want you to turn around to prayer. I know of a sister very well. She's dead now. That sister, there was a condition in her father's house that she would never get married. Never. They said she would never. She was in this country. Worked so hard. Did everything. Qualified as a nurse. No problem about that. The power did not stop her from. She was working in a good place. But one day, the week she met the divine partner, she was so happy. Somebody appeared again. That's why it is better. Apart from you gaining knowledge of how to meet the person, how to maintain the relationship, you need this kind of prayer. I'm telling you. This sister was so dedicated. He did everything. So the man appeared. They sat down together. In fact, in faith, she bought a wedding gown because she has met to the person. They have been talking. Okay, where would I? Okay, come and go and meet my uncle. They have done all this arrangement. The week she was going to take the man to the uncle. She went to night shift, came back home. She just changed her, maybe after bathroom, changed her clothes, and casually let her door open and just sat, knelt down to her, I'm tired from this night shift. That was the end of it. It was on that spot that she died. Why? The powers have vowed that she will never marry. I am praying for everyone here. This is not a makeup story. This is the person I know in one to one. That's why God has led you to organize this kind of prayer. I decree to everyone's life tonight, in the name that is above every other name, the power that wants you to die in this condition, that power shall die. They 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 shall die. In the name of Jesus. When the police came, everybody came into our house like this, lo and behold, they found in the room the wedding gown. They found in the book, she had an exact book, she wrote some plans. Okay, on the 10th, we'll go and meet Uncle Lagwaja. On the 17th, we'll go and meet sister, all the family member, me and my divine. Ah, what? I have prayed for everyone here tonight. I don't know who you are, but the power that say you will die in this condition, they will die by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. I pray for you tonight. God will answer your prayer in the name of Jesus. Every mountain before you shall become plain. In the name of Jesus. There is somebody listening to me tonight. In the name that is above every other name. If you know that this prophecy is for you, you are going to shout 7 amen to it. I decree in the name of Jesus, sooner than expected, you will dance your dance and you will celebrate, and people shall gather to celebrate you in the name of Jesus. So celebrate you in the name of Jesus. I decree outstanding miracles of divine partner shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. I speak prophetically. Just let your faith be strong. Anywhere that person is, that the enemy has tied the person down, today I demand by the blood of Jesus, that person must be released. The person that will beautify your life, that will make your joy full, the person that will make your life better, in the name of Jesus. Aha. I see you moving from single into marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus, from delay into quick manifestation, in the name of Jesus, from closed door into open door, in the name of Jesus, from weeping, I see you laughing at last, in the name of Jesus, from sorrow, I see you entering into an arena of joy, in the mighty name of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of Jesus, your song shall be, come and join me, sing hallelujah, ha ha, Jehovah Jireh has done me well, hey, come and join me, sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh has done me well. Beloved, you not change number 2. He has given me victory. I will lift him higher. I am Jehovah. That will be your song in the name of. He has given you victory. I will lift him higher. I am Jehovah. I see somebody singing that song already. In the name of Jesus. And lastly, you not change the song. Come and see, oh, come and see. You not be showing all your wedding gown. Come and see, oh, come and see. Come and see what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in my sight. Come and see what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in my sight. What has he done? He make impossibility possible. He make impossibility possible. He make impossibility possible. He make impossibility possible. I decree that will be your song in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today in the name that is above every other name, that from today your divine partner will be on rest until they locate you in the name of Jesus. Don't give up. God is on your side. He will fight for you. He said, I brought you out of the miry clay and plant your feet on the solid rock. I decree today you will sing your new song. You will dance your dance in the name of Jesus. Your name of glory shall be glorified. I cover you up with the blood of Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus precious name, we are prayed. Amen. Beloved, I can only support you in prayer. I beg you in the name of Jesus. There are several things I repeat again on that telegram. Go and download it on your phone. And once I identify that you are there, I will add you to the Jabez Singles group. On that group, you can watch videos of how to build yourself even before locating the person. Some people can see the person, but because of the wrong move, the person might disappear again. And a journey of one day can become 10 years. Let's be very careful. Your Jesus is Lord. I cover you all with the blood of Jesus. By next week, Tuesday, when we gather again together, everyone on this line, as we speak now, we have a fantastic testimony. I pray in the name of Jesus. One of the major prayers I keep praying is that sooner than you expect, you will soon leave this group. When I say leave the group, that means it's a singles group, but you will soon get to the marriage setting now. In the name of Jesus, it is done and it is settled. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Also, the audio of this prayer line, I'm going to put it on.